Yes.
Aren't you glad he's good? He's real. He's real.
Amen.
Grab your Bibles. Turn your Bible with me into Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. And if God will help me for the next few little minutes here, I'd like to preach on don't grow weary in well-doing.
Come on.
Don't grow weary in well-doing and faint. Your reaping time will come. Don't grow weary in well-doing. The reaping time will come. It's coming. That's God's promise. If we serve Him, we'll reap good. Amen. Galatians 6. Let's look now at verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit of God, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Look at verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. All right. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Yeah.
If you put beans in the ground, when it comes up, it'll be beans. Corn will bring forth corn. Whatever the seed is that you're sowing, it'll spring up and it'll bring a harvest, good or bad. How many knows that here tonight? Stay with me for just a little while. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What is God saying to us here tonight? In this critical hour, the flesh cannot save you. Jesus' blood saves. How many knows God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son into this world, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life? Only God, only the Spirit of God can help you and can save you. Oh, Lord, help us. The flesh cannot save you. You cannot lean upon the arm of flesh. You cannot fix your own problems. This world cannot help you. It does not have your answer. The flesh is weak. The flesh is worldly. Your own body, your own mental capacity, your own flesh, it'll never deliver you. Death works in its members. The old body is earthly, and it gets tired and weary and worn. It cannot hold up very long under pressure. That's where we need the Spirit of God. That's where we need the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. One writer said, behold, God is my helper. How many has ever been in a time in your life that you needed somebody to help you? Lord, I cannot save myself. I cannot help myself, Lord. I cannot get myself out of the own mess that I'm in. I'm telling you, if the devil had his way, he would destroy every one of us, and he would discourage us, and he would drag us down. I'm telling you, there is a God in heaven, and he sits high and he looks low, and he's up on the throne, and he still reaches for them. They're down and out, and he knows how to save them. He knows how to lift them up. I'm telling you, I cannot fight my own battle. I'm too small and the devil's too big. But I'm telling you, I found somebody long time ago, and his name is Jesus. And I opened up my heart and I asked sent the Savior to come in, and he made a residence in my heart. How many can say he's living down in my heart? And I got the Spirit of Christ living inside of me. Hallelujah. The devil would like to destroy you. He'd like to take you out. He'd like to take you down. And he'd like to take you to hell. Hey, Lord, listen to me. I had one foot in hell, and the other was a slipping in. I was in a point with drugs and alcohol so bad that the devil told me nobody cared for me, and nobody loved me, and there was no help and no hope for me. Hey, Lord, and I almost took my life. The devil said, take your life. But I had a praying mom, and I had a praying dad, and they got a hold of the Lord, and they asked the Lord to save me, and they prayed, and God sent old time Holy Ghost conviction, and it began to draw my heart. I saw my lost condition, and I saw my need to be saved. I could not deliver myself. I could not stop the drugs. I could not get off of the alcohol. But Jesus, when I called on the Lord, he saved me. The arm of flesh, he'll fail you, and the world will fail you, and people will fail you, but God is greater.
Praise the Lord.
He's greater.
Yes.
When I reached up, he reached down.
Yeah, he did. Wait.
He saved me, and true peace I found. He saved my soul, give me peace of mind. He brought me out. I bless his holy name. I reached up and he reached down to me. God is real. God's alive. God hears. And God cares. And God hears you when you're in need. He sees your heart. He knows your trouble. He understands your thoughts. It's not his will that you perish and the old devil destroy your life. I'm telling you, God cares tonight.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You need the Spirit of God. Hey, world. You need Jesus.
Yes.
Hey, sinner man. Hey, backslider, you need Jesus.
Yeah. Yes.
You need Jesus.
Yeah.
Hell's real. Hell's hot. Hell is forever. My daddy, listen, I was raised in church, and I was taught right from wrong. I was taught that there was a heaven to gain and a hell to shun.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, oh, Lord. I'll tell you what, I got so close to hell I could feel the flames. Oh, Lord, I saw my need. And when I came to the altar, I fell on my knees that night. I said, God, I don't even know how to pray. I said, but if you will help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And I'm telling you the best way that I could describe it, a hand reached further down than I could ever reach up. How many wants to reach up here tonight? Hallelujah. He'll reach down to you. His arm ain't too short that it cannot save. His ears ain't too heavy that he won't hear you. He's a looking down in your heart tonight.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Stress. The world's full of it.
Yep.
Stress and troubles. Worries and fear.
Come on.
How many has ever been there? You just worry. You're afraid. I see a world out of control.
Yes, amen.
The news is filled with bad and evil. Jesus is getting ready to come.
Yes.
Coming soon.
I got a home in heaven waiting.
Yes, amen.
My daddy had a major stroke. That last one that he had right before he had it. He grabbed me and hugged me, 92 years of age. Hands are wrinkled, a little short man. He reached up to me. I said, Daddy, I said, you don't have to get up. He struggled to push himself up. I said, I'll hug you right there in your chair. I reached over and hugged my daddy. He kissed me right on the left cheek. He said, son.
Come on, Tommy.
I love you more than I could ever tell you I love you.
Yep.
I'm ready to go.
Yep.
To be with your mom.
Praise the Lord.
And to see Jesus. When I broke out of his arms, his blue eyes looked into my eyes. He said, son, I want you to be with me. I get low sometimes.
Yeah,
we all go through problems and discouragement. But I can remember my daddy's words. He said, I'm ready to go and be with your mom, and I want you to be with me. He said, I'll be waiting on you. I cannot describe to you the longing in my heart. Brother Ron, the time is short. Times are running out. Oh, soul of man, time is a running out. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will answer the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and him with me. Heaven is real. I feel the Lord in the house. Raise your little hand. The Lord is real. Heaven is real. And Jesus is getting ready to come. Hey, Lord, we don't have a promise of tomorrow. Our time is a running out. Hey, Lord, the thousands will leave out. Tonight their heart will stop inside of their chest. And they'll go out in car accidents, not ready to meet God. We don't know when we'll leave this world, but it pays to have God. Raise your little hand. I want Jesus, and I want to go to heaven. I want to be ready. I want to be saved. I want to see my mommy and my daddy again. I want to wrap my arms around them. I tell you, heaven is real. It's real. It's just a breath away.
Yes.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Come on. The world full of trouble.
Yes.
People are wringing their hands. Worried.
Yeah.
They have no rest. No peace in their soul.
I know.
What am I going to do?
Oh, God.
What am I going to do? I'm miserable. I'm eat up with fear. I worry about tomorrow.
Come on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Come on. Obey the Lord.
Listen. Troubles of life will take their toll on you.
Yes.
On the human side of us. Without God, we cannot hold up.
Right.
You can't make it without God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. You're not able to endure. You'll end up fainting. Look at the last part of verse 8. It says, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Yes.
I want to tell us all here tonight, we are all up against it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We must strive and press on, press on. And put your faith in God. He is faithful.
Oh,
And he'll never fail you. I'm glad God's got a big long arm. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm glad I can lean upon the Lord. Hey, did he not say, come unto me, all ye that labor. Hallelujah, and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. I take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in heart. And you shall find rest unto your soul. I don't know about you, but I'm a leaning on the Lord. I'm a leaning on those everlasting arms. He's able to carry me. He's able to sustain me. He's able to hold me. He'll not let me go down. Hey, raise your little hand. I'm in the Lord's hand. Is your soul in the hand of the Lord tonight? Do you know him? Do you have him? Living in your heart, and you got the Spirit.
Come on.
He lives inside.
Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
What are you saying to us, dear Lord?
Yep, Jesus.
God is a saying. If you want to make it and you want to succeed and you want to have victory and joy and peace in your soul, you need me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need me.
Yes.
You're going to have to sow to the Spirit.
No.
We all are battling. But our labors are not in vain.
Right.
Verse 9 said, and let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Have you ever looked up the word weary and faint? Weary means to become worn and exhausted. Drained out. I'm drained mentally. I'm drained physically.
Yeah,
and I'm drained spiritually inside of me.
Come on.
Weary means to become spiritless. I have no spirit left.
Come on.
No spirit left.
Oh, Jesus.
To hold on. What are you holding on to tonight?
Jesus.
People are giving up?
Yes.
They think, what's the use?
Come on.
Oh, God. Lost hope. I have no hope. They're giving up on life. Oh, Jesus. I feel him in the house. I feel a seriousness. Jesus is God's hope of glory to give to you.
Yes.
He's got hope to give you.
Yes.
You don't have to give up.
Nope.
Everybody in the house, raise your hand. Holy Lord. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Come on.
You don't have to give up.
Come on.
He loves you with an everlasting love. How much does he love me, preacher? Jesus loved me so much that he didn't want me to die lost. He didn't want the devil to take me out and take me down to a burn of hell. You know what Jesus did? He went to the top of Calvary's rugged hill. Oh, I still believe in the blood. I still believe in an old rugged cross. Jesus laid down his life. They drove the nails through his hands and through his feet, and they hung him on a cross. Jesus said, I'm doing this for you, that you can be with me in heaven someday. I'm shedding all of my blood to give you hope and to save you. How many knows he'll save us? Jesus, there's hope in him. How much did he love me? He's got nail scars in his hands, and he's reaching down to you, saying, I've got hope to give to you. Hey, Lord, I'll help you. You don't have to give up. I'll give you hope.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, wave your little hand to the Lord here tonight.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Hey, I'm glad I came to Him. I'm glad that I called on Him. When a mommy and a daddy could not help me. When a companion don't understand you. When others might shut you away. There's somebody that's got His arms outstretched. I said, come to me. I'll save you. And I'll change you. And I'll give you peace. And I'll make a home in heaven for you. Raise your little hand and praise Him. He wants you. Oh, soul of man. He wants you in heaven.
Praise the Lord. Come on.
Yes, Lord.
Weary. Why are you here tonight?
Come on.
What brought you in here? Do you realize sometimes the Lord just puts it in your mind and your heart to come in where His presence is, that He can talk to you, and He can help you? This could be the last stop between here and hell for you. We don't know. Between you and death, there's an old rugged cross. Calvary's a rugged brow. A Savior died. Listen, faint means to lose heart.
Oh, Jesus.
To swoon inside and go out. Gone is the life. I've been in funerals before, in funeral homes before. I've seen mostly women, the loss of a loved one. I've seen them faint and hit the floor, just completely lifeless. They break those little ammonia capsules, put it underneath their nose to get them awake. I want to tell you, a lot of things hit us in life. They hit us hard. Sorrows, troubles. I feel the Lord here.
Come on.
Problems and losses can knock the very life out of you.
Come on.
He can take the life and the breath out. I have nothing left.
Oh, God.
How am I going to make it?
Come on. Oh, Jesus.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but God loves you. You feel that, don't you? Huh?
Sure do, brother.
Jesus. Jesus, I've been saved for 49 years, and that devil told me before I went to the altar and gave my heart to God. He said, you cannot live it. You'll never live it. I was 20 years of age. 49 and a half years later, here I am, Jesus. Church, raise your little hand in the house. Jesus has brought me this far. And guess what? He's going to help me make it home. Holy Lord of heaven. Holy. Just stretch your hand to Him. Jesus. I'm a reaching to Him. He's a reaching to me. There's help. There's hope. I don't have to faint. I don't have to give up.
Come on.
I feel God.
There's help.
Oh, what a Savior.
Yeah.
Oh, what a Savior. What a Redeemer. How many knows He'll wash all of your sins away? He'll forgive you no matter how far you've went, no matter what you've done in life, no matter how low you are. Jesus still saves, Jesus still forgives, and Jesus still cleanses. Hey, ain't you glad of that tonight? There's help and hope in the Lord. You don't have to give up.
Amen. Yes, yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Come on.
Listen to Solomon. He said, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Preacher, I'm a running out of strength. I'm a running out. I'm just a running out. I just about run plumb out. Oh, God. Tell us, Jeremiah, when I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart was faint within me. I did not have the strength in my soul to rise up. I reached way down within me, Jeremiah said, but I had no power. I was in a low place, and I had no power to save myself and to lift me back up and to give me life. I'm down to rock bottom. Raise your head, church. Jesus, Jesus, there's strength in Him tonight.
Yes,
yes,
they are.
I've run out. I've run out. There ain't nothing left in me. Oh, yes, there is. There's hope in God tonight. I said, there's help in the Lord tonight. Won't you get a hold of Him? Won't you reach and get a hold of the hand of the Lord? I feel Him here. He's a wanting to help somebody.
Yes.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Lord.
I wrote this by inspiration today. Everything that I'm giving to you.
Come on.
God knew exactly who would be here.
Yes.
Amen.
God looks right into the future.
Yes.
He knows every soul that's in this room. That's the reason He sends messages. Is to touch you. To give you hope.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
No.
There's not a one of us that don't get low sometimes.
That's right.
And it feels like the air gets knocked out of us.
No.
Because of our troubles and cares. Psalmist David, can you talk to us just for a minute?
Come on.
Did you ever get there, David? Psalmist David, you're the one who wrote 23rd Psalm. Yeah, I've been there. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hear me. I mourn. I mourn in my complaint because of the voice of the enemy.
Jeez.
And because of the oppression.
Oh.
My heart is sore pained within me.
Yes.
I fear and I'm overwhelmed. And I said these words, oh, that I had wings like a dove. Then would I fly away and be at rest. Is there a place, preacher, that I can run and go to find strength and help? Where can I go, preacher, to find rest and comfort in my soul? Oh, God, I need you tonight. I need you tonight. Tell us, David. In the Lord put I my trust. And how say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. The Lord is in His holy temple. So I'm going to run to Him.
Yep.
You listen. You cannot run from your problems. You're going to have to face them.
That's right.
Man.
Every one of them.
You're going to have to face them.
Yes.
You're going to have to face your condition.
Yep.
Face your situation.
Right.
David said, my soul is continually in my hand. It's up to me to do with my soul.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What are you going to do with it?
Come on.
That's right.
David said, here, give ear to my prayer, O God. I mourn because of my complaint.
Oh, Jesus.
Some people say, just run away. Just run away and get away from it all. Just run into the wilderness. David said, I don't have to because God sits upon the throne.
That's right. Amen.
The Lord is in his holy temple.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I want to close. Listen. Hear my cry, O God. From the end of the earth, the end of it. Are you, anybody in this house, feel like you're at the end? From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. How many knows who the rock is tonight?
Yeah, Jesus.
Who is it?
Jesus.
Jesus is the rock. He's the cleft of the rock. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'll give you one more. Can I tell us here tonight, there is help and hope. There is a bringing out. A bringing out of your situation. Now, you don't have to answer me, but how many here tonight, down in your heart, you're thinking during this message, Lord, I want out. I want out. Would you bring me out of this misery and this place that I'm in, this hopelessness? I don't care how low you get. God can still reach right where you are. Jonah, can you tell us? Jonah says, I know how it feels to be at the very bottom. I went down, and I went down, and the old whale swallowed me. That whale swallowed me, and he took me down, down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me. The waters compassed to me, and the waves went over my head. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. I cried to him, and he heard my prayer, and he brought me back up, and he restored my soul.
Yes.
Would you stand, everybody that's able in this house here tonight? Jonah ran from God. He got in trouble. The Lord told him to do a certain thing. He disobeyed, and he got into trouble. Out in the middle of that sea, there was a storm. God sent a storm. Did you know sometimes God will send things to waken you up?
Yeah.
And to rock your boat?
Yeah.
Could it be somebody rocking here tonight? Something's happened. It shook you. And the mariners came on that ship and they run to Jonah and everybody was calling on their God and said, arise, old sleeper. And he went down into the bow of that old boat. Jonah did. He was fast asleep, man, asleep. How many knows there is such a thing as soul sleep, that you're just asleep? You're not aware of the condition you're really in. You don't know. But you're about ready to go down. You don't even realize it. And they woke him up, said, call on your God. And Jonah said, it's me. I'm out of the will of the Lord. I disobeyed. Jonah told those mariners to just throw me overboard. Said, the storm will become a calm. It's me. I've caused trouble. How many know sometimes we cause not only ourselves trouble, but we cause those around us trouble. We bring the storms. They cast him overboard. The whale swallowed him up, took him to the very bottom. Right in the very bottom, he said, when my soul fainted within me, then I remembered the Lord. I called on him, and he heard me and he saved me. As she sings, anybody in trouble here tonight? Is the enemy talking to you? Is the devil lying to you, telling you that there's no hope, it's helpless, it's hopeless for you? Would you like to come and call on the Lord tonight? Would you like to say, Lord, I'm going to put my life in your hand. I'm going to let you be my Savior. Dear Lord Jesus, save me and come into my heart. Come on, I'm opening this altar. I don't care who you are, where you are, front to back, sides. Do you need Jesus? Do you want him to reach to you? Come on. This altar's open. And the arms of God are open. Jesus is a saying, come to me.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Lord, it comes from you.